You would not believe the view that I'm looking at right now as I'm recording this. The sun is just beginning to set. I'm standing on our back patio, which is lit with these beautiful sconces that look like giant candle lights. It's surrounded by the most lush greenery and palm trees I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm staring at the Caribbean Ocean. We're in St. Bart's for our 29th wedding anniversary. And this is the first time we've ever been here. It's amazing. It is part of they call it a French collective. So it's like it's owned by the French. And it feels very, very European. So any of you who live on the East Coast, maybe that's like a great spot for you. Like this really does feel like Europe. Like I said to Brent, I'm like, oh my God, we are in Europe, but it only took us an hour and a half to get here. We're on the same, well, actually like 2 hours, I think. And we're on the same time zone. And most of the people actually speak English, which is fantastic. But I love it. We stayed at the Rosewood. And today we hiked over to this little hidden, I guess you could say, yeah, it was basically what they call a hidden beach. And the concierge drew out this little map for us. He's like, okay, you're going to drive to this part of the island, and then you're going to park, and then you're going to walk on rocks along a cliff for about like 25, 30 minutes. We're like, okay. He's like, just do not wear flip-flops. And, you know, you don't want to be carrying a bunch of stuff. We're like, okay. We have no clue. Like, I'm not wearing Nikes. I'm wearing these shoes called APLs. They kind of look like a Nike. But anyways, and I have a backpack, and Brett has a backpack. And we put our bathing suits and stuff in the backpacks and towels. But we forgot to bring food because we're idiots. We brought water, and we brought my favorite water bottle that also has a tripod attached to it. Y'all, listen. Now, the company reached out to me, and they did give me a discount code. But, like, trust me, you don't have to use my code. It's not like it's, you know, I think I get a couple cents or whatever. I don't care. But it is a really freaking cool gift you should buy for yourself. Like if you're someone who's like, I need to create more content, or you're always like, I want to take a picture, but I don't have a tripod, or I don't have anything to set my phone up against. If you're constantly propping your phone up against the dumbest things, buy this water bottle. I'm telling you, they need to sponsor the show. So I do travel with this water bottle because, hello, I'm always creating content and it's great B-roll. I like to, you know, use that in my YouTube videos and such. And also I like having a big water bottle because I travel with all of my supplements, including every one of my Organifi supplements. And I'd like to thank them for being a sponsor of the show. So I just mix up in the morning, you know, just go get a water or whatever. And I pour that into my big pink water bottle and I mix in my Organifi Pure, which kind of has like a, remember when I used to always make that, the lemon juice, the lemon water, I used to make that all the time myself with the ginger water, but well, the Pure kind of tastes like that. So it's got a lemony flavor. It's got all the ingredients you need for brain health. It's got brain-derived neurotropic factor in it, which is incredible for connecting all those synapses. And then, of course, I bring my Organifi Immunity, which has all of your vitamin D, vitamin C, all the things you need for your immune health. And then lastly, and kind of a new one that I regularly put in my water is the Organifi Collagen. It is flavorless. It mixes really well. Like some of the collagen powders don't mix that well. This one is amazing. Like you can just shake it up a little bit. You don't need one of those little mixer balls or anything. And right now you get 20% off and you support the show when you order your Organifi products by going to organifi.com/Shalene. Again, that gets you 20% off. We love Organifi. They have been a sponsor and they love Shalene Show listeners. They're like, my gosh, your girls, your customers are so cool. I'm like, duh, hashtag duh. Anyways, Organifi.com/Shalene, 20% off. We love Organifi. They love us. Back to the show. Anyways, I did bring that water bottle, which was smart because, well, first of all, let me go back to the walk. So we are clueless. We do not have the right shoes on. We are slipping and sliding. We're 5 minutes into the walk and I've already twisted my ankle 3 times. I'm like, okay, I want to get into hiking. I want to be a hiker, but I don't want to wear the big, ugly, brown hiking shoes. I know you guys are like, well, you don't have a choice. Well, but I must. There's got to be a choice. There's got to be a way around this. Is there a hiking shoe that's cute? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just not cute. Don't take this the wrong way, because you know I love my lesbians, but like, it just looks like the perfect lesbian shoe. You know, I'm not that. I want a glamorous hiking shoe. Is there one? Please let me know. Reach out to me and say, there's a really cute one. I need to know. Like, I don't know what it needs to look like, but just a little cuter than most of the hiking shoes I see are like not cute. Anyway, so I'm twisting my ankles. Brett's twisting his ankles. Plus, he has neuropathy. So he really can't even feel the uneven terrain. And I'm like, oh, we're both going to die. But at this part of the walk, it's just kind of uneven. And we're on the mountain, but I'm not seeing the ocean yet. But there's goats. There's like goats coming across the trail and and big turtles and lizards. I don't like lizards. I love turtles. They're so cute. I want to, like, I don't know, put a little leash on them and take them for a walk. They're so cute. But lizards are just disgusting. I hate the way they're like little pigeon-toed and they like run at you real fast with their tails up in the air. They're just gross. Ugh. Thank God my son, because a lot of boys go through a stage where they want lizards and snakes and turtles. Blech. Brock had a turtle for a while. And I just remember that cage stunk to high heaven. Ugh. Gross. Anyways, so there's all these animals on the thing and it's sweaty, but we're having a good time. And then suddenly we like kind of like turn around, go around this bin. And now we're like, I'm like, wait a second. So that's the ocean. It's a straight drop down. We're on like the edge of a cliff on uneven stones in our, you know, fancy Nikes and so dressed so completely inappropriately. I can't grab on and hold on to anything for my life because I've got these, you know, queen length nails. And I mean, and then I start kind of getting a little weak in the knees. Like, I'm not afraid of heights, but you look down and you kind of can't help but like, and the wind's blowing and it's like this beautiful green ocean below you, but it's like a 1 mile drop. I mean, maybe it's not a mile, but it's far. It's like you're gonna die. If you slide, you're gonna die. And the rocks are kind of, there's some loose dirt. And that was my problem. Every time I hit some loose dirt, I was like sliding. And I just, in my mind, I started playing through all of those date lines where it's a couple and they're celebrating their honeymoon or they're celebrating an anniversary. And then suddenly she goes missing or he goes missing. And it's one of two things every single freaking time. They're either on a hike or they're scuba diving. And then everyone blames the partner. So now I'm picturing, okay, so either he's going to slide and then I'm in some St. Bart's prison. And then I'm like, is there even a prison on this island? Like, would there even be a prison here? Would I go to jail here? Would they like export me to Paris? Would I be in a prison in Paris if Brett slides and falls? Or what if I slide and fall? Like, that would be really bad. You know, like all these things are going through my head. And then my head's really playing tricks on me because I'd just done like a happy anniversary post to the two of us. And I said, I could die tomorrow and I haven't missed out on anything. Like, this has been the greatest life. I'm like, why did I write that? Now people are going to be like, she predicted her own death. Why did I write that? And then I started getting like a little shaky because I was in my own head. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, we finally make it down to this amazing, oh my gosh, this cove. So I turned our footage of it into a reel. It's on my Instagram page, so you can go check it out and see. But if Brock or Sarah, if you happen to be listening to this, please do not go watch that reel. Your eyes, you're going to want to put acid in your eyes after you watch that reel because your mother and father were doing adulting type things and, you know, being cutesy and lovey on the beach. And for anyone else who's grossed out by PDA, yeah, don't go watch it. It'll gross you out. I don't care. I really don't care. And I'm not trying to prove my love. I'm not trying to prove that we've got the best relationship on the planet. I'm not. I like documenting these things for the two of us. We like going back and watching them. And it's fun to put these like little highlights together of our travels. And so I put it to Chris Isaac. Is that his name? Chris Isaac's Wicked Games. Ugh. I love that song. I mean, there will never be another song like that. That's the sexiest song on the planet. And the water was insane. There was like maybe four other people on this beach. That was it. It was all ours. And we found this like, I don't know what you want to call it, like this big rock that basically gave us shade. So we were in the shade when we wanted to be, then could just walk out into the water, which was like bath water warm. It was amazing. And we could have stayed there for hours if we had been smart enough to bring freaking food, which we weren't. So we lasted as long as we could. And then we were starving. So then we hiked our way back, which was great. And then we found another little place to have ceviche for lunch. And it was phenomenal. We've just had a phenomenal time every single moment that we've been here. It has been the best anniversary ever. trip ever. And I was thinking about this, like when I'm at home, tell me if you do this too. Okay. I think you probably do. I don't know. I can't do anything without some kind of noise or stimulation when I'm at home. I can't take a shower. I'll spend 15 minutes looking for just some noise to listen to in the background, like a podcast where I'm not even paying that close of attention to what they're saying. Just so I have something playing while I'm brushing my teeth. Take a shower in silence? I could never. And I don't know when this started, but it's like I need sound to keep me company all the time. And do you do that? Is this a social media thing? Is it a phone thing? I've noticed I haven't even looked for it while I'm here. Like I just take a shower. And today's like our last full day. And I just realized it just now. Like I'm so far behind on some of my podcasts and YouTubes that I watch and audiobooks that I listen to and everything. And I think it's because, I don't know, because I'm stimulated by all the dope. Like I'm having like a major dopamine rush while I'm here. But I love keep me company content. And I think that's what Wednesdays are. Because, and that's why I'm saying I think you like this stuff too. Because you told me that you wanted more just me rambling and telling you what's going on in my world at least once a week. And I think that is because you like the keep me company content too. It's like you have someone just sitting there with you, right? They're just like kind of sitting there right by your side. They're there for you. I'm your friend. I'm not going to leave. I'm not offended if you're not paying attention to me. I'm not offended if you forgot what I just said or you just zoned out. I'm not even going to notice that you're scrolling on your phone and just letting me talk in the background. I'm not going to quiz you when this is over. And I'm not going to say like, okay, so what island did I say I was on? Like, I'm not going to quiz you. I'm just going to keep you company. You're going to keep me company. And I don't know. It's something that we do so we're less bored. Is that what it is? Like, I can't organize a drawer. Don't ask me to make a bed or clean a room or, you know, blow dry my hair or drive in a car. For the love of God. Listen, if my battery dies on my phone while I'm working out, then the workout's done. Workout in silence, what is that? How? How could people even ever do that? And it's strange that I just like always need, no, like this is TMI, I'm sorry. But like we even have a playlist for when we're doing the deed. It's a fantastic playlist, by the way. I've shared it before and a bunch of people said, that is a great playlist just to have for concentration. Which, P.S., you know, a lot of people who have ADHD or have a difficult time concentrating, you're going to have a difficult time having an orgasm too. You know that, right? Like if your brain wanders, that's really, really, really hard to enjoy yourself having sex. So that's why I highly recommend this playlist because there's no weird lyrics. Like sexy songs, I don't want that during sex because then I'm listening to the lyrics. You know what I mean? Or I don't know. I'm just thinking too much. So here's the name of the playlist. I'm going to pull it up for you. Stand by. It's on Spotify, FYI. You know, you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple. If you're a Patreon member, you can listen to it on the Patreon app, which is kind of nice because then we have our own special little private place to comment there. We're going to talk about Patreon in just a second. I mean, the whole Hollis thing. But anyway, so this playlist is called, I think it's called the Tantric Playlist. I'll put a link to it in my show notes. But it's just nice, kind of like vibey music, but very chill. It's sexy music. Some people say they like to use it to like concentrate and get their work done. That's great. But like, again, I need noise even to sleep. I couldn't sleep. I can't sleep in silence. Who can sleep in silence? Who is this person who can sleep in silence? And I think this started when I was growing up. Like I remember, you know, I grew up in Michigan and we moved kind of like all over the state, but there was like my first memories of needing sound to sleep was probably like, I don't know, probably like being like seven, eight years old. And we lived out in the country in Fowlerville, Michigan. And I think my parents were thinking they were going to be farmers or something. I don't know. And I mean, there was just like noise, like crickets. And I don't know what the sounds are, but like you can kind of hear it in the background now. Like just it was so loud out in the country at night, like crickets and frogs. And I don't know, we had like a pond behind our house and stuff. And so then in the winter, when you couldn't have your windows open, I started using a fan. And then I became so reliant on that white noise that even when I would go to like friends' houses, if they didn't have a fan, I would ask if I could go sleep in the kitchen and have their mom turn on like the fan over the stove. Like it was a thing. And to this day, I cannot sleep in silence. So, okay, so there's that. Sleeping in silence is one thing, but like being in silence, like if Brett and I sit down to eat and there's no TV on and there's no music and there's no sound and there's no, I don't know, podcast playing in the background and I can hear somebody chewing, I'd rather like stick a fork in my eye. I can't have silence. And, but yet, and I think probably you do that too. I'm curious to find out. But here I have found I have been in silence a bunch. Like the room that we have has a, like a little pool in the backyard. And I was just laying out here with no music, no podcast, not even looking at my phone, nothing. And who is that? Or just today when we were on the beach, like just, I just was like staring at the ocean. And I guess it's more about boredom then, right? And dopamine. And I know I'm very familiar with the dopamine detox and, you know, Huberman is such a hottie. I mean, everyone thinks he's such a hottie. I'm like, eh, you know what? He's the Sheen version of Brett Johnson. That's what he is. I mean, he's handsome, sure, but he's no Brett Johnson. I got my own little salt, not little, I got my own salt and peppered, bearded, tattooed, handsome, strong man over here. And quite happy with him. But anyways, you know, it's not just boredom. Maybe it is. And it's not just like keep me company content. It is stimulation. That's what it is. It's like my brain needs constant stimulation. And I do know that's a dopamine uptake regulation kind of thing. Like a lot of us who are neurodivergent, like we need dopamine. Like our brains don't produce enough. So we're looking for it constantly outside of ourselves. And that is, I think, one of the other reasons why I love getting and going down a rabbit hole, but it's very dangerous for me. It can be dangerous. I guess it is addictive. And I think a lot of people who have this like craving for dopamine, they are always at a risk of being addicts. They're always at a risk of OCD, of compulsive behaviors. And I know that is freaking true of me to the max. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's what I'm dealing with. And that is this freaking deep dive that I've done. I know you're listening to it on Patreon. And listen, I don't care. I know a bunch of you joined, like you get it free for 7 days or something. You can binge it. That's fine. That's cool. Hopefully you like it and you'll stay. But if you're like, you know, I don't even know what you're talking about, you should definitely go get your free 7 days and binge this series because there's now seven. I'm working on the eighth one of this Hollow series. And first of all, it's getting to a place right now. I'm so deep into this. I am so deep into this. And my brain just craves more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Like I want to know more. I want to listen to every single episode. I want to understand the final months of Dave Hollis's life. I want to, like, there's just so much that I kind of don't know how to put the brakes on. I'm being honest right now. And there's parts of me that, God, I don't want to give away too much, but like this last episode people commented was definitely more sad than the others. And they're going to get progressively sadder, unfortunately, because that's how I view this story, especially at the end. And I've listened to so many episodes of their podcasts, both of them, but especially Dave's, and I've tried to find every strange, obscure interview that he's done, looking for little hints. And there's some things I found, you guys, that, oh my gosh, I don't even know. Like, I kind of can't stop thinking about him, and I'm praying for him, and I pray that he has peace. I don't want to cry. But it's a really sad story, I think, and it just breaks my heart in a way I was not expecting. I had no idea what I was going to do with this series. I had no clue, you guys. I just, people were like, you know, for the longest time, pull it together, girl. For the longest time, people had said, because we had like inside experiences, Brett and I, that we ran in the same circles, we were doing a lot of the same things, we, worked with some of the same mentors, blah, 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 blah. And so we always had like, you know, kind of like, here's what's really going on in this world, right? Kind of thing. And so I thought it'd be like maybe two episodes, kind of like explaining some of the backstory side of things. But I don't do anything halfway. I go all in and I have to know everything. For example, I'll get back to that story in just a second. Met this gentleman at one of the restaurants two nights ago, connected with him immediately. Elliot, someday, hopefully you're listening. And he and his partner were, I'm like, what are you guys celebrating? And he's like, we're celebrating, we're having our next child. And his husband's name was Blake. And I'm like, you're next. He's like, well, we already have a son. I forget if they're having now a daughter. I can't remember. But anyways, I found him fascinating. I'm like, what's your last name? And I'm going to stalk you. And he's like, go for it. I'm like, no, trust me. You don't know. He goes, no, you don't know me. That's what I do. I'm like, all right, fine. Give me your name. And so like by like 2 hours after dinner, I can already write his autobiography. Like that's how my brain works. Like if someone's going to interview me on their podcast, that person typically should be doing some research on me. That's not how I roll. If someone's going to interview me on their show, I'm going to know everything about them. I don't know why. Like my brain just has to go on these deep, deep, deep rabbit holes. So anyways, I go on this deep, 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 deep dive rabbit hole to figure out like all of these unanswered questions I had on these two people, Dave and Rachel Hollis. And what I thought was going to be like two quick episodes, dude, I am like living the thing that I'm reporting on, right? And I do consider this like an investigative report. This is not a takedown. I know I've already told you guys that. And so I'm not trying to get you to listen to it. I'm really not. I'm just trying to talk about what I'm experiencing right now, which is a taste of my own addiction. Like I am addicted to doing things more. A little is not enough. Now this benefits all of my customers. Like if you're a Phase It Up member, like anyone who gets into Phase It Up, they're like, what the what? Wait, how much is this? I don't understand. How is this not like $100 a month? I'm like, yeah, because I'm out of control with all things. If you're a Marketing Impact Academy member, you know that that's a four. Like, I'm not trying to sell you guys on my stuff right now. I'm just telling you, it doesn't make sense the way I do things. I'm like, you know what? A little bit isn't good enough. I need to go do more, do more, do more, do more. Speaking of which, I know some of you had once attended Camp Do More, which is like the epitome of when I was like the deepest in my addiction, truly, of doing more. Like it was out of control. And then I made everybody at Camp Do More do more. So it was this like motivational camp that people would show up for, mainly women, right? So we'd have, I don't remember. I'm going to have to go ask Brett. I have no idea how big those events were. Let's go ask him. Hang on. No, the Ringo water bottle is not a sponsor of the Chalene Show, but who is Lumi deodorant. And it's actually kind of nice that they are a sponsor of the show because we were able to bring some of our Lumi deodorant here, which is, so they've got this, it's like a paste, almost like a cream that you put on. And I don't know about you, but it was a weird concept at first for me, but now I so dig it because I don't know, there's just certain areas where that kind of makes more sense to use a lotion. And their deodorants have 72-hour odor control everywhere. You can put them everywhere. And I do mean everywhere, from your pits to your privates. And it is cool that it was designed by an OBGYN. It's baking soda free, it's pH balanced, and it's paraben free. And because you are a new customer, you get 15% off all Lumi products. That's just with our exclusive code, which will always be in our show notes. And when you use the code and you get the starter pack, it gives you 40% off, okay? So use code Chalene, that gives you 15% off. Get the starter pack and you get a total of 40% off. Here's the link. It is lumideodorant.com, L-U-M-E deodorant.com, lumideodorant.com. Use code Chalene for your 15% off. How do I get back in the house? Honey, how many people our biggest Camp Do More is, how many people would we have, would you say, roughly?
Probably just shy of 1,000.
Okay. So what was the first year? Like probably like 200?
No, maybe 100? It was probably like 250 or 300. And then we learned how to like capture that energy in a bottle, and like we would, you would literally say, "We're doing it again next year. Who wants to sign up?" So we always had that. So we always padded the next year.
Yeah.
So we had more people. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So anyways, that was Camp Dumore. And so everybody would be assigned to a team. It was like the gold team, the red team, the blue team. And it was like adult cheer camp, basically. And so then once you're on a team, every team had a team leader. And what you would do each day is you'd be a part of your team and you would listen to like motivational speakers. And then you would also do workouts. So it'd be like workout, workout, motivational speaker, workout, fashion show, dance party. So it's like you burned like 50,000 calories and it was so fun. But it was out of control. It was out of control. And I made everybody else get out of control too. So like the first year was like, whatever. There were different teams and it was like a gold team, black team, orange team, whatever. And people maybe wore like an orange bandana. And then the next year and the next year and the next, it just kept getting more and more and more out of control. So then you knew in advance you're going to be on the purple team. And so then you spent the whole year buying every single thing you could find that was purple. And you dyed your hair purple. And then people would start working on dance routines because you would be assigned to a team. And now these people aren't professional dancers. These are just random people that took like to do fitness classes. And we would, and on these teams, you would like, they would do like dance routines. And like crazy skits. It was insane. And nobody was like a professional dancer or anything. And like you wanted to like win the, I don't know, we had like a disco ball or something. You won the Spirit Award or something stupid. And everybody wanted to win that. So everyone would like stay up until like 3 a.m. practicing with their team in like the parking structure of this hotel building. Like it was insane. And nobody would get any sleep, especially yours truly. And we would always launch our fitness apparel line that same exact weekend. And I did like, I don't know, probably 6 hours each day of presenting and teaching and choreographed dance routines and motivational blah, blah, blah. And then that night I would put on the fashion show and we'd sell, you know, it was insanity, pure insanity. I'm sure it aged me like 20 years. And it was called Camp Dumore. And at that stage in my life, everything I did more. Like more was needed, everything needed to be bigger, deeper, more. And I know that's not healthy. It's just not. And it was fun for everybody. I mean, a lot of people benefited from it. It was a good time. It's great to look back on it. But I was a freaking stress case. And I'm playing with fire right now. I'm telling you, I am playing with fire because I can't stop. And this is not like a moneymaker for me. This is the Patreon is like an extra thing that I do. I mean, yes, of course I make money from it, but like it's not what I should be doing. Like we have lots of other business centers that need my attention, that need my focus. We have, you know, new members who are coming onto our team that I need to acclimate them and pour into them. And what am I doing? I'm listening to hours and hours and hours and hours of old Dave and Rachel Hollis podcast interviews and taking notes and trying to connect dots and doing timelines. And it looks like I'm doing a crime investigation over here. If you could see like my papers and my drawings and my sketches and my notes and and I'm dreaming about it. I'm thinking about it. And now, okay. So if you do like, again, if you've been listening to the whole thing, you know what episode number one sounded like. Episode number one sounded like this, like just me talking, just off the cuff. I had a few notes, right? I did have a timeline. I mean, it wasn't like this rambly, but like it was very off the cuff. And then the second one, I think I discovered I'd made like a mistake in the first one. And then I was like, oh, I can't let that happen again. I must do a much better job of looking at my notes while I'm reading this. And I've got to fact check myself and I need to do more research. And so the second one was elevated. The third one, we're taking it to a new level. By episode 6, I am so deep in my addiction, y'all. You will hear it. Listen to the difference between episode 1 and episode 6 and you will go, she is doing more. There you go again. Now it's all the things I always do when I slip into this mode. And I'm just going to call myself out on it right now. Number one, I won't let anyone help me because I know it's ridiculous. Like there's nobody on my team who should be helping me do this because this is, Patreon is supposed to be me just opening up my phone and talking. And then the vault is Brett just, you know, spewing his thoughts, his unfiltered opinion on things, right? It's just us talking on our phones. So it doesn't take any of the team's labor. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? And like, that's how we've set it up. And now, because I've decided to do this, because I am deep into this sick rabbit hole that I'm on, like it's an itch that cannot be scratched, I'm not going to ask for anyone's help. So I'm literally scoring it. I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing because it's ridiculous. And I am very aware that I have done this to myself. And I'm very aware that nobody asked for this. I'm very aware that nobody even needs this. But now I do. And I think part of the reason why I was called to do this and maybe piece some of the meaning behind Dave's life was to hold a mirror up to myself, which is trippy. It's kind of weird. Like now I'm scoring it. Like I'm literally, for this last episode, I spent, this is embarrassing, 10 hours just selecting the perfect music for each section. Why? What do I think? I'm like Dateline now? Is this the Serial podcast? What am I doing? But I loved it. It didn't feel like something I had to do. It felt like something I had to do. Do you know what I mean? Like not something, it's something like I, like it was in, like I needed to do this for me, not for anyone else. Everybody else is like, girl, like take a break if you need to. I'm like, yeah, I would if I could. So anyways, my point is this. I'm self-aware enough to recognize the irony in all of this, to recognize the own parallels between what made so many misgivings in their relationship, and especially I think for Dave. I'm also self-aware enough to know that I've walked down this path before and I've got to talk about it and I have to put up some boundaries and I have to figure out like, okay, I'm really, 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 really enjoying this, but what could this be? And I don't need to worry about it being like, maybe it's just a one-time thing. You know what I mean? I don't know. Sorry. Thank you for being my therapist right now. I'd like to thank Blissey for being a sponsor of The Chalene Show. You can try your own Blissey pillowcase. I mean, they've got lots of different sleep products and robes and eye masks, but it's their pillowcase that I'm obsessed with. In fact, when I travel, here's a little hack. I put all of my necklaces, I lay them across the pillowcase, okay? The ones that normally would get tangled, and then I roll them. I roll all the necklaces, and then I fold that long roll in half, and I tie a ribbon around it, and that keeps all of my necklaces tangle-free. And it's how I always have my Blissey pillowcase to keep my hair nice and soft and untangled in the morning. It's also better for your face to sleep on a Blissey pillowcase. And so, yeah, it's a 2-for-1. You can try yours risk-free for 60 nights by going to blissey.com/Chalene. And by the way, that's a great way to support the show. It's blissy.com/Chalene. Get this. That gives you 30% off. Your skin and your hair. Well, thank you. Again, it's blissy.com/Chalene. Here's the other thing. I do this kind of all the time, but I don't have anyone other than poor Brett to share all of my findings with. Like I will go on these kinds of deep dives with other people and other characters and others, other stories. And like I went on a deep dive regarding becoming a best-selling author in the last year. And I think a light needs to be shed on that. Like I just, part of it is like, so that I can fully understand patterns and make sense of things that just kind of don't make sense. And I feel like I'm missing pieces. And then like, once I have all the pieces, I'm like, who am I going to explain this to? Who is even interested in this? I don't know. Brett's interested in it. So like, but that's an example of something where like, I just was like this whole like New York Times best-selling author thing, which, you know, I am one, hello, but I'm never going to do that again. It is the whole best-selling author thing. Do not even get me started, but I could do a whole deep dive on that. But this whole thing with, you know, the Dave and Rachel, I don't know. I never expected it to take this turn and for it to be a reflection in the way that it has been on who I am and what motivates me and why I do the things that I do. And who would I be? What would I feel like? I had a therapist ask me that last May. This therapist said, who would Shalene be if she didn't do anything? And I was like, I don't know if I could breathe. I don't know. He goes, well, what's the time that's ever happened? I'm like, never. Like, never. I mean, for a couple days, but like more than a week doing nothing? Never. I don't know what that would be. I mean, there's been times, well, not even, that's still not even true. I was going to say there's been times where like I had to be there for a family member or like, you know, someone close to me was going through a traumatic experience, or even maybe we were going through a traumatic experience and I didn't like produce or create for work, but I was still doing, you know what I mean? And so like, what even is not doing? But for sure, 1000%, I feel better about myself. I feel good about myself. I don't ever feel bad about myself, but I know I feel good about myself because I am good at creating things. I know that. And it kind of doesn't even matter what it is. Like, I like to create, like, I bought a bathing suit off of Amazon, and then I bought like a really cheap bathing suit. It was like $21. And then I bought like this really cute trim from like a craft store, and I sewed it onto the bikini, and it is the cutest thing. And I didn't post it on stories or anything. I'm telling you about it, but my point is I just wanted to do it. Like, I was like, oh, I can do that. I can create that. And so Brett, when we went down to the beach, he goes, wait a second, did you make that? Because he saw me sewing it earlier. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, you like sewed that on? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh my gosh, that looks so good. I'm like, thanks. But like, that's what I mean. Like, I like looking at things and going like, I could make that. Like, I could paint that. Do I do that for validation from other people? Sometimes, I guess. Obviously, you'd have to, right? But a lot of things I just like to create. Oh. And I'm so clumsy. Oopsie. Brett's going to come running out here. Are you okay? But I just like to make things, like to create things. I like to produce things. And obviously, I like the validation from it. And I am copping to that right now. The second I release one of those masterpieces, because I'm going to toot my own horn right now, this series is a masterpiece. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's a masterpiece. And the second I'm done, the second I hit publish, I don't even write a description up for the episode. I just like, boom, I publish it. And then I just keep hitting refresh, 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 refresh. Because I want to read people's responses. I want to hear what people think. I want to know what has made people feel. I want to know that's made people think. And if there were like no comments, no responses, it wouldn't be as addicting for me. It wouldn't be as fulfilling and validating. So there's part of my problem, but I like it. But don't all addicts like their drug, right? Oh, it's complicated. So I guess an addiction is a problem when it interferes with our lives, right? And right now I'm just telling you right now, I'm hiding some of it. So that means it's a problem. Meaning like Brett just recorded his Patreon, the Vault episode. It came out on Monday. So if you're a Vault member, you will hear Brett in that episode. He said, you know, what's really great is it hasn't interfered at all with our anniversary trip. You know, she didn't stay up late. But when I heard him say that, I felt a little bit guilty because I'm like, there were some times I like kind of snuck away. And he's like, hey, I'm going to go do blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. And I did some extra work on the episode. So that's almost like sneaking off to shoot up your drug. You know what I'm saying? And there were a few times where I'm sitting on the beach, but I'm thinking about what I'm going to say in the episode. So that's like the addict who's sitting with family, but they can't wait until they can sneak off and grab that bottle of wine they hid under the dirty clothes. You know what I'm saying? So I have to watch myself when I start like hiding how much I'm working on something. That's a problem. A. And B, if it's interfering with your health, which this has a little bit because I haven't had good sleep because I'm waking up early to sneak in those extra hours or, you know, a couple nights I stayed up until 2 a.m. What am I, in college? So I'm just confessing all of this right now because I really, really, really enjoy this drug, but I need to get a grip on it or just to find a way to better manage it, right? So I think there are certain things you can learn how to. Obviously, my addiction is work, and I like working, and I found a way to be more mindful and practice moderation, and that's what I'm saying I need to do. So I will do that. I think the best way for me to do that is to lighten my schedule. So like the level at which I've come to enjoy producing this series, I can't go backwards now. That's just not going to happen, right? So I think what I have to do is slow my roll. I have to produce a little slower. And I just have to. And the only reason why I haven't is because in my mind, I'm like, oh, but people are going to want it. And if people want it each week and that fast, then I have to. But no, I really don't. And it doesn't have to be an hour. I can do 30 minutes. Maybe that's what I'll do. I don't know. So tell me. I know some of you are not on Patreon. If you're on Patreon, could you comment in the Patreon app, please? I would love your opinion. Would you rather I go give you an hour-long episode every other week to finish this series, or do you want just a 30-minute episode each week? You tell me. And you don't have to say, girl, take as much time as you want. I know that. I know you don't care. I know you're going to give me that grace. I know that. It's not you. It's me. I know the problem is me. I'm clear on that. And I'm getting myself help here. I am being as self-aware as I can be, and I'm going to find a way to just like balance this because I really, really do enjoy it. But there's other things that are much more important, like spending the sexiest night out with my husband on our last night here in St. Bart's. I know I asked you a ton of questions today, so I wanted to know if you also really enjoy Keep Me Company content. And I'm just going to say for the record right now, I trademarked that. I coined that phrase, okay, just in case anyone tries to use it. That's my phrase. Keep Me Company content. Do you also need constant noise stimulation, something for your brain to focus on while you're just doing mundane things? I also asked you about, I can't remember now. It's been a long episode. Hopefully you took notes. Listen, I love you. I mean it. I'll talk to you soon.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.